from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The guy was clearly having horrible at-bats for weeks on end. So if he is indeed seriously injured, I wouldn't be surprised, because something doesn't look right. I just, he's not driving the ball. He doesn't have any balance in his swing. He was like a one-arm swinger. So I don't know what was going on, man. And clearly, batting from the right side against lefties has not been good at all.
So I'm looking at these texts here. We're going to walk it back Wednesday in just a second. 707, Xfinity Mobile text line.
Okay.
Dad coached me in baseball story. Like Shasky said, got to be best or worst. 11-year-old, I was the best on the team. Practice before playoff game, my dad did not let me take batting practice because he said I didn't need it, and other players did. I went 1-for-4 when I would go 3-for-4 normally. We lost. That was the last time my dad coached me. I fired him. Can you fire your dad at 11 years old?
Yeah, you could. I think where it gets difficult and for a lot of parents is, let's say you're not coaching, and right, the people that you see that are volunteering, you think that you maybe know as much as them or whatever, or you have a car ride home with your son or daughter, right, and they're struggling, and they go to you, they go, Dad, I need help. You know, like, can you help me? And they physically ask you to help them. I think that's where it gets tricky, you know? And if you know enough, then you try to help them. If not, then you try to find the resources of someone who can help them.
Yeah,
you know, that's what good parents do.
Yeah, no doubt.
You want to see your child have a smile.
No doubt. That's why I'm going to smile from the top of the bleachers. Smile. I'm going to be waving pom-poms. I'm going to be the fun parent. I'll be leading the chants, leading the cheers, having fun.
And what if they go winless for 3 straight years?
Well, it's going to be a problem. It's going to suck.
He's hitting that transfer portal.
Yeah. At least my kid's doing something, right? It's like Jack Parkman with the Indians.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, oh boy. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work out. 3 years. Maybe go 1 year without a win. Yeah, we're out. I'm actually excited about the Giants. I was so excited about the Giants yesterday that I switched over to the Democratic National Convention. That's how bored I was with that baseball game. I started watching politics. What the hell's going on?
What'd you have? A Truly?
And then of course, I popped on the NCAA, and first time ever, Coach Hill has the best recruiting class in the country.
I was searching the internet last night, and I came across that Jerickson Profar home run, and then I found out, Aaron Banks might be out for an extended period of time, and he's probably going to be put on the PUP list.
Yeah.
What the heck?
With the little finger. The broken finger. And old Ricky Pearsall. He's not practicing this week. Hufanga's going to hit the practice field next week. He's probably not going to be ready for week one.
Does it feel a lot? How do I put this?
It doesn't feel right.
Does it feel a lot like the 2018 season where as things started to progress early on that year, like Jerick McKinnon got hurt and they didn't really have any pass rushers, and you could see there was, now this team's way better than that team. I'm not, but in terms of feel and vibe, and there's so much expectations, it almost feels impossible to live up to them. There's a lot going against the Niners right now. You know, like this Brandon Ayuk thing, and I saw what Mark Willard was saying yesterday, and he's just exhausted like we all are. Like, get on the bus and let's go, or not. Like, well, pick a side, dude. I'm tired of it.
Maybe it's not all on him,
though. No, I'm not saying it's on him. It's on both parties. But, like, get this thing done.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're like, 17 days away from opening day. Like, figure this out. I'm hearing DeSean Jackson talk about Trent Williams.
Yeah, did you pull that sound up? Did you pull the sound? We sent it in thread. DeSean Jackson was on... what show was that on Fox Sports 1 with Emmanuel Acho?
One of the many talk shows.
Shady McCoy. And he basically said, Trent will be back soon.
Great. I mean, I...
Here it is right here.
I don't think we need to panic so quietly. I just was on a phone call with my boy Trent. We call him the big boy, man. You know, he's the gorilla, man. He's working out. And when I say he working out, he in that gym, man. So... And you know what? A little insight. You know, I don't want to talk too much, but I'm going to give y'all a little something, man.
A little something.
They're working on something, man. I think they're going to make it right for my boy to come in there, man. He might be showing up a little late. You know, he got some fines and some fees he might have to take care of. But he going to be there, man. So, you know, for the Niners fans, it's going to be all right. So y'all take it easy. But honestly, man, he'll be there shortly.
He'll be there shortly. That's from DeSean Jackson on Speak on FS1. So he's made his television debut as a podcast with Shady McCoy as well.
If you were a fan of another team and you were looking at the Niners as one of the teams that you're going to have to get through, wouldn't you view the situation of this offseason and its totality and be like, wow, there's a lot going on with the Niners? Not that they're a garbage team by any means, but they got a lot to overcome.
They seem vulnerable, but I think other teams also know that they've been a class of the NFC, so they're not going to take them lightly no matter what.
No, I don't think they're going to take them lightly.
And they're seeing like, boy, they don't. What's going on over there? I guess that's the disease of, you know, having a lot of success here. Now, what is the Niners' win total? What is their win total this year? Because I know the Bears are 8.5, and I'm thinking about taking the over on that. I'm a little skeptical because the back end of the schedule's tough. They got a lot of division games, but that defense looks really, really good. And they've been trying to get pass rushers left and right. But, wow, what's the Niners win total?
Oh, their over under is 11.5 right now.
See, I think I would take the under on that. I could see the Niners being 11-6, 10-7. They have a dream seat. Can they go 12-5?
Really quick, just for some reference, the Chiefs also 11.5 over under. Eagles 10.5, Ravens 10.5, Lions 10.5, Bills 10.5, Bengals 10.5, Cowboys 9.5.
Well, I saw circulated, depending on what the sports book was, Andy Reid, every year he's been the Chiefs coach, has exceeded the win total projections.
So what's the Chiefs again? 11.5? I can see them winning 12 games.
I mean, let's just call it.
Don't dominate that division.
Anything less than a three-peat would be a disaster for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think they're going to.
In terms of our perception. Our perception is they're starting their season in the AFC Championship game. Somehow, some way.
Dude, they look even better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.